Well, I think it's kind of all the rage right now for preachers and teachers to find a single verse or a phrase from Scripture and to make some big teaching about it. And I want to tell you, I think that we ought to study all of the Bible, every phrase and every verse. But I think we ought to major on the things that the Bible majors on. Today, we're going to begin a brief series called Praise. I want you to know that praise is one of the major themes of the Bible. It's super important. We need to know this. It's really important that we talk about this and that we understand, that we hear what the Word of God says about praise. I think faith is super important. I mean, it's by grace through faith that we're saved, right? And I think, well, the Bible also says, without faith, it's impossible to please Him. So many great scriptures about faith. Did you know that the Bible actually mentions praise more times than it does faith? Now, I'm not saying in any way that praise is more important than faith or even that it's as important. I'm just saying that it needs to be talked about a lot more than it is. It needs to be preached. It needs to be taught. And we need to elevate our thinking about this because this is who we are as the people of God. We are the people who praise Him. And we need to know this. It's just not talked about near enough. And you know, when you read the Bible, you'll see it mentioned in the book of Genesis. You'll see it mentioned in the book of Revelation and so many times in between. In fact, if you go right to the middle of your Bible, you find the book of Psalms. And that book talks about praise over and over and over. In fact, it's the theme of the book of Psalms is praise. Moses talked about it. David talked about it. Jeremiah and Isaiah and Daniel talked about it. John and Peter and Paul talked about it. And we're going to talk about it. I tell you, it is a part of who we are and supposed to be part of our life, our lifestyle, how we live each and every day. Praise. It means to commend, to applaud, to express approval or admiration of, to extol or lift up with words or in song, to magnify and glorify. Psalm 150 says, "Praise the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in His mighty firmament. Praise Him for His mighty acts. Praise Him according to His excellent greatness. Praise Him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise Him with the lute and harp. Praise Him with the timbrel and dance. Praise Him with stringed instruments and flutes. Praise Him with loud cymbals. Praise Him with clashing cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord." I got to tell you that when I was a little kid and we went to church once in a while, that's not how they did it. But that's how the Scripture says that it's done. I'll tell you, it's amazing when you read the Bible, and if you're going to talk about praise, you start reading through the Psalms and you'll see so many powerful examples of praise being offered. But we need to know this, that as the people of God, this is who we are. That we're supposed to give God praise for all of the things. You see, He mentions His mighty acts. We're supposed to praise God for all the things He's done. Then it talks about His excellent greatness. We're supposed to give Him praise for who He is. He is an awesome God, and He's worthy of our praise all the time. We're not just praising Him because we feel like it or because we like a particular song. No, we ought to praise God all day, throughout our day, but especially when we come to church, and it's not about just when we get emotionally stirred by some song. No, we praise Him because of the great things He's done in our life and the lives of others and because of how good He is. He deserves it. You know, the time that we live in, everything is, well, it's just all about me. That's the focus of our culture. And it's amazing how sometimes people even try to make praise about me. And I want you to understand that when we do what the scripture says to do, whether we're talking about praise or something else, when you do what the scripture says to do, it's going to bring blessings on your life. It's going to bring good things into your life. But we don't just praise the Lord to manipulate him to try to bless us in some way. We praise the Lord because he deserves it, because he's worthy of it. And that's enough. We just want to praise him because he's so good to us. You know, as long as we have breath, he said, he says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Everybody here this morning is breathing. As long as we got breath, we should praise him. Now, when you don't have breath anymore, you know what that means, right? Hopefully, that means that you've stopped praising him here and you've started praising him there, right? It's just a change of location, but you're still praising him. As long as you're here on planet Earth, you want to be praising the Lord. We need to know that praise must always start in the heart. Jesus said in Mark 7:6, this people honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. We never just want to be religious and just kind of going through the motions and our heart not be right with God. But I also want you to understand that real praise can't just be in your heart. It's not just something you're thinking or meditating or even feeling. You know, I think there's this attitude, like I said, the church I went to sometimes as a little kid, there's this attitude like, well, I'm praising him in my heart. If you understand what the Bible is talking about when it says praise, it can't just be in your heart. It is something that is expressed. Every one of the biblical words for praise all speak of some kind of action where other people can see it or hear it or know it. It's not just something in your heart. It's got to come out. True praise. It always comes from the heart. But Jesus said, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. If you got praise in your heart, it needs to come out. You see that over and over in the scripture that, see, God has purposed for all time that he is going to have a people who will praise him. You're going to see that in the scripture. Isaiah 43:21, he says, this people I have formed for myself, they shall declare my praise. So it's not the world that's supposed to be praising him. It's his people. That's right. This is who we are. We are his people that are praising him. He formed a people for himself to declare his praise. Here's an Old Testament prophecy of the church, Psalm 102:18. This will be written for the generation to come, that a people yet to be created may praise the Lord. I believe he's speaking prophetically of the church. This generation to come, and here's one of the reasons I believe that. It's 1 Peter 2:9-10. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people. This is who we are, a chosen people, a holy nation, a royal priesthood, his own special people. What's all this about? He says it right here very clearly. He says that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, who once were not a people, but are now the people of God, who had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. You see, we used to be in that darkness. We didn't have the mercy. Oh, but now things have changed. See, now we are a people. We've been brought out of darkness into his marvelous light. And here's what he says about us. You are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you should show forth the praises of him. Amen. That's who we are. He wants a people that will praise him. And when we gather as a church, we are coming together to celebrate him, to worship and praise him. We gather in his name because we want to meet with him here. And the scripture tells us how it is that we are to enter into the presence of the Lord. Psalm 95, 1 and 2 says, come. I'm going to just stop right there for a second. I'll tell you, the church in America needs to hear this. Come! Come! Oh, I don't think I want to go this morning. Come! Come, let us sing to the Lord for joy. See, we want to come and just begin to sing and praise our God. Get some joy on you. You know what I'm saying? I'm telling you honestly from the heart, the Lord knows. If I don't care who's speaking, I want to go to church if for no other reason, just to praise the Lord. And this is honest truth. It don't matter if they don't have a sound system or an instrument one. I want to go and praise the Lord. And I just want to tell you the Bible says, come and let us sing to the Lord for joy. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before him with thanksgiving and extol him. Lift him up with music and song. This is how we gather in his name. We come and we sing with joy. We shout. We glorify him. We lift him up with music and song. Come ready to give him thanks. What if I'm going through a hard time? Listen, I know exactly what that's all about. Been there many times, going through a hard time. You know what you need? You need to get in the presence of God and just begin to praise him and give him thanks for all of his goodness. You need to begin to shift your focus from the trouble, the struggle, the hurt that you're in right now and get your eyes on the Lord, a mighty God who can do anything. He's with you even through the valley of the shadow of death. You see, things change when you get your mind on God and you just begin to praise him. But we come. This is how we enter the presence of the Lord. With singing, with joy, with celebration, with thanksgiving, we come into his presence. In Psalms 100 and verse 4, it says, enter his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. Once more, how do we enter? With joy, with singing, with thanksgiving, and a celebration of praise to lift him up. Now, I don't know if somebody came today and maybe you don't know the Lord. Well, I want to tell you, you're in the right place. You need to be here, and God can do a work in your life this morning. But I also want to just say this really clearly. Right now, I am preaching to the people of God. I'm talking to people who have been saved, who've been healed, who've been set free, who've been restored. I mean, God has worked in your life, done miracles in your life. You got something to thank the Lord for and praise him for. You say, oh, but you know, it was 40 years ago I got saved, 47 for me. 47 years ago, I got saved. Well, that alone is enough for you to still be shouting and praising the Lord every time you come to church. But I also want to say, if God hadn't done anything in your life in 47 years, it's time for you to get right, because he wants to. You see, but we all have things that we need to be praising God for and celebrating. I tell you, do we realize how blessed we are? How much we have to be thankful for? If you know the Lord, if you've been born again, oh my goodness, you've got so much to be thankful for. David said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. You see, we come here to praise the Lord. It's not just about us. It is about us blessing the Lord. It's for him. And it ought to be a way of life for us, a lifestyle, something that we do every day. In Psalm 34 and 1, David said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. You know, whenever I think about David, I think about all of the great victories that he had. But I also think about all of the tragedy and the heartache that he went through. He was no stranger to pain. just like many of us, we go through things. He went through a lot of things. And yet he says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. That needs to be our confession. I'm going to bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. But here's the real key to this. The first thing he said, I will. Not I feel. How in the world did the church ever buy into this worldly attitude? Well, if I feel driven, living a life controlled by their feelings, tossed back and forth spiritually, in and out and up and down, can't get victory because they're living by how they feel. Can't praise the Lord because I don't feel it today. Not I feel, I will. God gave you a free will. And you make up your mind. You know what? I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. That's how that we can always be praising Him. It is something that we choose to do. Don't let your feelings control your life, and especially not your spiritual life. I'll bless the Lord at all times. It's bless the Lord. You see, it's not about us. It is about giving God the praise that He deserves. And it needs to be something. He says, His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Continually. I'm going to tell you, if it's going to be in our mouth continually, some of us, we're going to have to change our conversations a little more. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we're going to have to start thinking about the Lord, focusing on the Lord more. Talking about the Lord more and giving Him the praise that He so deserves. Well, people might think I'm weird if I go around praising the Lord. Well, it's better than people thinking you're a sour old grump. You see, why should we join in with the world and go around complaining, upset about everything, being negative about everything? Isn't that special? Let me tell you what makes you a special person. He's called us to be His own special people. Who? People that praise the Lord. A people that He chose to declare His praise in the midst of this dark world. I want to tell you, it matters to God that He has a people that praise Him. But you know, part of the problem is that there's always something that we're going through. There's always something wrong. There's always some hard place in life. You just got to decide you're going to keep praising the Lord in the midst of it. What's it take to steal your joy? What's it take to steal away your praise? I say your praise, but it's not really ours because it belongs to God. And we can't allow the circumstances of life or other people to keep us from praising the Lord. He deserves it. He's worthy of it. It's just got to be a way of life for us. When should we praise Him? Psalm 113, verse 1 through 3. Praise the Lord. Praise, O servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. You see, this needs to be preached. This needs to be taught. People need to hear this. The scripture doesn't just say this one time in one little remote place. This is all through the Word of God that we are supposed to praise the Lord. You know, when you talk about obeying God, a lot of times, you know, people think of, well, I don't do that sin and I don't do that sin and I don't, you know. I'm just going to leave that alone. And we think we're spiritual because we don't do that and we don't do that and I'm doing pretty good. You know, God ought to appreciate it that I don't do that no more. But it's just as much as a command when He tells us, praise the Lord. He chose us. He made us to be a people that would praise Him. This is who we are. His people who praise Him. Verse 2, he says, blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun to its going down, the Lord's name is to be praised. That means from the time you get out of bed in the morning until you lay your head on the pillow at night, you're supposed to be praising the Lord. So if you're going to do that, well, first, you're going to have to start your day with that. Praise the Lord. It doesn't have to be those three words, but I'm just telling you, when you start your day, you need to think about the goodness of the Lord and just have something to say positive and praise the Lord. That's how you start your day. If you can't praise the Lord when you get up, you got up on the wrong side of the bed. You need to get back in it and just start over. Just make up your mind. I'm going to praise the Lord from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. You just have to praise Him. He says, continually, we read that earlier. See, you start your day off right, at least you're getting the right kind of start so you can praise Him. Then throughout your day, you got to look for opportunities to praise the Lord. There's always opportunities. In everybody's life, there's opportunities to thank God and to give Him praise, just like there's opportunities to complain. Anybody have any trouble finding things to complain about? It ought to be just as easy for us to find things to give God praise about. You know, most of the time, 90% of our life can be good, and we complain about that 10%. Well, let me tell you something. That 90% you ought to be praising God for. Why do we just take it for granted? Why do we just think it's just our doing? Not give God the praise that He deserves. There's always something good to praise the Lord for. I mean, every time you sit down to eat, praise the Lord. We're so blessed to have food to eat, and I want to tell you, the way my wife cooks is really, really good. I got a lot to praise the Lord for. Anybody else? I mean, every time you lay your head down on the pillow, it's another opportunity to just praise the Lord. Say, Lord, made it another day. Thankful for Your watchful care over me. Thank You, Lord, for taking care of my family. See, we just have so much to thank Him for and to praise Him for if we'll just begin to look and change our attitude and our mind. And I really believe that this message this morning will be life-changing for you if you'll allow this truth to get down in your heart. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, the name of the Lord is to be praised. You know, all through our day, we all have conversations. We talk about everything. Politics. We talk about the economy. We talk about the weather. We talk about sports. All kinds of things we talk about. I want to tell you, we just need to start talking about the Lord a little more. And even when you talk about those things, how about we turn the conversation towards the Lord? You talk about the economy. I'm glad that the economy is not my source. The Lord is my provider. You talk about how there's so much trouble in our world. I'm so glad that even in the midst of trouble, Jesus said, in this world you're going to have trouble, but be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. There's always something to praise God for. We just got to have a change of heart and mind and attitude so that we'll begin to see the opportunities to praise the Lord instead of just joining in with the world. Yuck. It's how we end our day. We look back on our day and we just praise Him for His goodness for the day and ask, you know, we praise Him for good sleep. I'm working on that one. I had a couple of nights this week, several, I slept 6 hours or more. It's good. In our eye, it's good. This morning, I woke up early, laying in bed at 3:30 or so, and I tell you, I just started going through some old songs in my head, singing in my mind. She was still asleep, and I wasn't up yet. I was still in the bed, but I was going over them in my mind, just thinking about praising the Lord. I just tell you, from the time we wake up in the morning till we go to bed, there's a reason to praise the Lord. Psalm 118, verse 24 says, this is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Well, that was one of those songs I was going over in my mind. Anybody know that song? It's an oldie goldie. You know what? Everybody ought to like it because it was straight from the Word of God. It's just saying, you know. But you know you're getting old when people are like, yeah, he's always talking about that old stuff. I know. But it is a great song. This is the day the Lord has made. I'll rejoice and be glad in it. I was going through that one in my mind, and then I went right into another one. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say this is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad. Amen. See, you need to get yourself thinking that way. By the way, for some of you, it might mean that you get some music that's not about drowning in your beer while you're all sad and everything, but instead some praise music where you get your mind turned towards the Lord. See, we need that. And I'm just going to be ugly and throw this in there. Now, not all Christian music is uplifting and praising the Lord. Some of it's about you. Find some that's focusing on praising and worshiping a mighty God. As I tell you, it will change you. It'll change your outlook on life. But this is a great way to start your day. It's just to decide, this is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. The Lord made this day. I tell you, start praising him from the very beginning. Just make up your mind, you're going to have a good day. Y'all know my story, right? I'm heading out the door one morning and Carmen says, have a good day. I said, I've already made other plans. See, we need to have a plan. You know what? Today, I'm going to praise the Lord. I'm going to be glad. I'm going to rejoice. This is the day the Lord has made. I will. In that verse it says, we will rejoice and be glad. But there it is again. You got to choose. You got to decide. A few years ago, my grandkids were a little smaller. They were over at the house and don't know what, but Kyler did something to Emery. And Emery was all upset. She had her arms folded and a scowl on her face. And Carmen said, now, Emery, you can just stay mad if you want to, or you can decide to be happy and we're going to play and have fun. Took her about 3 seconds, and she smiled, and she said, I'm ready to play. Typical grandparent, I know, but I'm just telling you, my granddaughter is super smart. Be like Emery. We all go through things. So-and-so said this to me. This happened and that. All kinds of stuff. Dealing with health issues. Well, we can just be upset. We can be mad. We can just decide to have a horrible day. Or we can decide, I'm going to praise the Lord. This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Make up your mind that you're going to praise the Lord anyway. You know, when you decide to praise the Lord and rejoice and be glad in it, I'm just telling you, your day's about to get better. Right. Praise isn't just an Old Testament thing. You know, in the Old Testament, they brought these animal sacrifices and the priest would sacrifice these animals to the Lord. But there is a sacrifice that we are supposed to bring in the New Testament. Hebrews 13:15 says, therefore by him, by Jesus, let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God, that is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. And when do we do it? Continually. There's that word again. It just keeps coming up when you talk about praise. This is supposed to be lifestyle for us. It's who we are, that we praise the Lord. And if we're going to do that, I'm telling you, we got to get our minds on the Lord and focus on him and stop leaving him out of our conversation. Now, he calls it a sacrifice. We read in 1 Peter 2:9 that we are a royal priesthood. You see, this is part of that, that we as that royal priesthood, we bring the sacrifice of praise to God. Sometimes when people talk about bringing that sacrifice or offering to him the sacrifice of praise, They act like it's something you don't want to do, but we have to do it. Listen, if you don't want to do it, get your heart right. Because that's just like the kid when you tell them to say thank you and they say thank you. God's not interested in phony praise. If our heart isn't right, we need to get our heart right. But the reason it's called a sacrifice is because just like they offered those animals to the Lord, we offer Him our praise. And yes, sometimes you don't feel like it. Sometimes it's hard. But we want to give it to Him. We want to offer it to Him because He's worthy of it. And so we offer Him the sacrifice of praise. And He tells us here what that looks like. He says, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name. You see, it's something that comes out of your mouth. It is thanksgiving. We're expressing thanksgiving to God, and that's praise. Always something to give God thanks for. One preacher, he was known for always giving thanks in his prayer, and he just always find a way. One morning, it was this super bitter cold, and everybody kind of wondered what he was going to find to give thanks for. So he began his prayer and he said, Lord, I thank you that it is not always like this. It's something. Amen. You can always find something to thank the Lord for. Always. I want to tell you, somebody said this, and I think it's mostly true. Life is about 10%. What happens to you and about 90% what you do with it. But here's what I can assure you of is that all of us have opportunities to give God thanks. But even the most blessed of us can find something to complain about too. It's really up to you which one you're going to focus on and what you're going to do. The elderly man was repairing a roof and going to repair a roof and he gets on his ladder and he's got nails. He put a few nails in his mouth and he's holding his hammer in the other hand. And after just a moment, his neighbor heard him shouting, praising the Lord. And he went over, he says, what's all that about? And he says, oh, I'm just praising the Lord. He said, why? What happened? He said, well, I swallowed a nail and I dropped my hammer. And the man said, well, why would you praise God for that? He says, I'm praising God that I didn't swallow the hammer and drop a nail. Now, that might be a little extreme, but I just got to tell you, it's way more, it's way better, y'all. It's way better than the story that I see and hear a lot, not just in other people's lives, but in my own. It kind of goes like this. There's another guy working on a tin roof, and he slipped, and he started sliding. He's heading down fast. And so he starts to pray. He says, Lord, please help me. All of a sudden, his belt got caught on a nail. He said, never mind, I got it, Lord. You don't know what your life would look like, but for the mercy of God. And so often, we're getting caught on a nail sometime through our day, and we didn't even bother to give praise to God. He gets blamed for every evil thing in this world. Every time something bad happens, people say, we don't know why God did this. They blame God for everything, but they never give Him the praise and the glory and the honor for all of the good things that we experience every single day. When things are going right. I got it. No. You give God the praise every day, all day. I mentioned this earlier, but I want to touch on it again. You know, we live in the day where people talk about their feelings all of the time. They say things like, you are what you feel. That is a lie from the pit of hell. Absolute deception. It will bind you up and even destroy your life. You are much more than what you feel. But we praise God in any and every situation, no matter what, because He's worthy. We don't just praise Him because we like a certain song or, you know, something stirred us emotionally. but we praise him because he's worthy in the good things that he's done. It's amazing, though, when we do really praise him and we're going through a hard time, how that it changes our perspective about that situation. I mean, when you get your eyes on the Lord and his promises, you always sang that song today, I believe every promise is true. Everything he said, he's going to do. See, when you start thinking about the Lord and you got your mind on him, if you believe those promises, you know, you praise the Lord for the answer. You praise the Lord for that promise and the victory that's coming. Or we can just act like the world and be down, sad, and beat up. You see, it's so tied to where we are spiritually. We need to get our eyes on the Lord and just praise him. Good days, see, when you praise the Lord, good days are better. And hard days aren't near as bad. I mean, when you're praising the Lord, it's amazing how that burden just seems to get lighter and lighter. We're praising an almighty God. There's not anything too hard for him. You know, we all go through hard times and we all feel down sometimes. So one of the things that I love about the book of Psalms is they so relate to everyday life in that there's times of victory, but there's also low places and there's struggles and battles and problems in relationships. But I want to read to you from Psalm 42 and verse 11. And there are several similar passages to this, but it says, why are you cast down, O my soul? You ever get down? So did the psalmist. We all have those times. And why are you disquieted within me? Get upset. But here comes the shift. He's not just focused on the problems. All of the sudden, he says. Now, he's talking to his soul. Why are you down? Why are you disquieted? Hope in God. You see, we get our eyes back on the Lord. We realize that with God, we always have hope because he can do anything. It's never too late for our God. See, the world would tell you you just got to face facts, that this is as good as it gets. But with God, all things are possible. And he's always working on our behalf. But see, when we don't praise him, we're just acting like we don't have any hope. He says, hope in God, for I shall yet praise him, the help of my countenance and my God. See, I shall yet praise him. Whatever's going on, whatever you're down or upset, just decide, I shall yet praise him who is the help of my countenance and my God. And you know what? When you talk about your countenance, let's just get this. He's talking about the way your demeanor, your attitude, your outlook. You see, God will change your outlook. He'll change your demeanor. He'll change the way your perspective on the situation if you just begin to praise him. I will yet praise him. And I just encourage you this morning, yes, praise him for every good thing. Praise him for the good times. But keep on praising him in the dark places, in the valley of the shadow of death. There's something to praise the Lord for. You are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. See, whatever you're going through, there's a reason to praise him. You're having a financial struggle? I praise you, Lord, that you are my provider. Lord, I'm dealing with this health issue, and I just praise you that you are my healer. There's always a reason to praise the Lord. Oh, how we need to see that, how we need to know that in our heart. You know, when Jesus began his ministry, he read from from Isaiah 61. It was a prophecy about himself, and I want to read three verses of that, but read it from the book of Isaiah 61, verses 1 through 3. He said, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to those who were bound. I want to tell you, the Lord has done a lot of those things in our lives. So good. to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to console those who mourn in Zion. Our Lord, He cares about those who are hurting, those who mourn, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. You see, He wants to give us a garment of praise to take away that old spirit of heaviness. You don't want to wear that. You don't want to be underneath that all the time. You want the garment of praise. And our Lord offers this to us, this garment of praise. Have you put it on? I think we need to be intentional about it. It needs to be something that we decide to do. Maybe every morning before we leave the house, we decide, you know what, I'm going to put on the garment of praise today, and I'm going to praise the Lord throughout the day. I mean, all of us have habits, morning habits. We have somewhat of a routine at least. Some of us always eat breakfast. Some of us like to go work out. Hopefully, some of us brush our teeth. We got these little habits. One habit I think all of us have is that we get dressed, we put clothes on. Now, how about we put this on? The garment of praise. I'm going to praise the Lord today. I've decided it's in the Bible. It's what the Scripture says. I'm going to do it. I'm going to praise the Lord today. I'm going to look for reasons and ways to give the Lord praise. That's the way you start your day. And you know, how you get dressed for the day, it depends on what you're going to do. I mean, if you're going to go to the gym, you probably put some gym clothes on. If you're going to go out and mow the yard, or you're going to do some other kind of physical labor, you probably dress a certain way. You're going to meet with some people, maybe you dress a different way. Sometimes you're going to church, maybe you dress a different way. But I'm just saying that sometimes we dress depending on what we're going to do. Well, you need to decide, you know what, I got to put on the garment of praise today because I'm going to be praising the Lord today. I'm not going to be that same old way anymore. I'm going to be praising the Lord throughout my day today. Put it on. Put on the garment of praise. It's way better. It's way better. I don't think one person would rather be sad and mad than glad. Put on the garment of praise. You know, when you get older, a lot of the time, people will tell you, you shouldn't wear that anymore. You need to throw those old clothes away. I mean, a real friend, they'll tell you that that's not your best look. I mean, maybe that looked good at one time, but you're not a hippie. And that's not coming back. And if it does, you won't look good in it. And I hear this one sometimes. That doesn't fit anymore. I want to tell you, as a child of God, a royal priesthood, someone who was made to praise the Lord, see, that's who you are. That old complaining attitude, being upset all the time, being mad, that doesn't look good on you, child of God. It doesn't fit. Even the world knows it. It doesn't fit for us to talk that way and act that way and be that way. Put on the garment of praise. Be who He created you to be. This is who we are, a people that He has created for Himself to show forth His praise. The best way to plan your day is to do it the day before. And sometimes, especially if you're going somewhere special, people will plan what they're going to wear the next day. Some of you guys are thinking, I would never. Some of you ladies do, though. You plan what you're going to wear the next day. I encourage you to plan tonight and say, tomorrow morning I'm putting on that garment of praise. Whatever I do, wherever I go, driving to work, I'm going to put on the garment of praise. Instead of complaining about other drivers, I'm going to say, praise the Lord. Lord, I just thank you for keeping me safe, because there's no way that anybody can get around in DFW with all this crazy traffic without your blessing. Now, I live with somebody that actually talks that way. Well, a little nicer than the way I did it, but. And she also, when she's going into surgery, she's rejoicing. She's praising the Lord. I'm glad I got her for an example. Because this old clay pot ain't all that. But I'm just telling you, you see, we can do that. We can learn to be that people that praise the Lord from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Stand with me. We're going to pray. I want our prayer partners to come.